1919 was the original plat of all the lots, so that's fine with me.
Mr. Commissioner, it's a suggestion.
Do you want to come up to the mic?
Sure, be happy to.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck Pennell, I'm Tamney County Assessor. I've been listening to the meeting. I heard you made the motion and directed the, I believe you directed it to the assessor and the clerk, but the statute says it's the clerk that shall correct it. Not a big deal. The thing that I think might be important is that your motion is clear to the description that you want the clerk to change the book on. As I heard the attorney speak, it's about the description, and what I heard the motion was not clear. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Coughlin, you want to come on back up?
Sure, I will.
Do you have a specific description that we can actually read into the record?
Actually, yes, I do, and thankfully, after we were able to successfully change the statute this year, before I couldn't have done this without violating Missouri law by giving you a description, but we got that statute changed this year. Only surveyors could do it originally, which I think that kind of fell through the cracks. I think the better description would be to use would be lots 23 and 24, Lakeside, lying northwesterly of Lakeshore Drive.
Would that be as described in a specific deed?
It's not. I was just doing that for purposes of how it would appear on the tax records.
If we were to make a motion to that effect, would we want to add, as described in a specific recorded plat or recorded deed?
Well, if I were writing it for legal purposes, I would write it a little bit differently. I would say all of lots 23 and 24, Lakeside, a subdivision in Taney County, Missouri, lying northwesterly of Lakeshore Drive, as identified in the plat. I don't have the book and page number for the plat from 1919.
But more importantly, I think to what was just said on those lines is to the lake. I think when you mentioned in your first argument was to the lake, and I think that's more important than the description of the 917 or the so on and so forth. Your first description said to, I don't know whether it said to the water or to the lake.
It originally went to the White River. Before
White River.
It was the lake, so, in 1919.
So I think that's more important than the 917 or that, as you said before, people with any knowledge about river bottoms or lake knows that the elevation changes.
Exactly.
With flooding, with, especially when it was the White River, with flooding or anything else, the elevation changes.
Well,
but the fact that it says to the lake or to the White River, or I think that's more important.
Yeah, and in Missouri, the ownership on rivers like this are usually to the high bank. And I think, if I remember, the meets and bounds for the plat of Lakeside went to the high bank of the White River in its original description as kind of the northwesterly boundary of lots 23 and 24 and all the other lots that were part of that subdivision. So,
I
problem we run into sometimes is if it's not specific. I think this is what Mr. Coggy is speaking to. There's other elected officials that tend to say, well, that's not what was said, and that's not what was meant. So I believe the intention of the county commission is to make sure that it can't be deemed as ambiguous and can't be deemed as misunderstood. So the goal of the goal I have is, again, to make sure that it's clear cut and can't be brought up again. So that's why I'm asking for the specifics. I believe our recorder is going to get me some information that I need as far as the page, the book, all the information to where we can actually should, even though it's clear what the intent is, we still have issues. And so we want to make it to where you don't have as many issues as what you might have.
And Brandon, I understand exactly what you're saying. The reason I don't want to change my motion, you can add to your, you can make a motion with exactly what you stated in there. I think everyone sitting in this hearing knew exactly what I was stating. But for legal purposes, I think if you want to, when you get the information from the recorder or whatever, state that extra motion, I think that's fine. I don't think there's any problem with that.
Plat book slide E 27. I would move to direct and certify a county clerk to change the description of parcel number 08-8.0-28-000-000-099.000 to all of 23 and 24 Lakeside Subdivision, a subdivision in Taney County. Excuse me, all of lots 23 and 24 Lakeside Subdivision in Taney County, lying northwesterly of Lakeshore Drive, as described in plat book slide E, page 27.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Cotty, is that...
Okay, we're going to close this hearing, the public hearing, and we're going to go into recess for and then reconvene back upstairs in our conference room for executive session for section 610.021, subsection 3, personnel. We'll be in recess.